Welcome to the Thrive 25 in 5 podcast, where we provide a quick win to optimize your health and longevity in just 5 minutes. Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. We're going to jump right in. 93%. That's the amount of time we spend inside our homes, inside buildings, inside our cars. That is crazy. We become so sheltered and so accustomed to comfort, we aren't even getting outside anymore, even on those days when it's absolutely beautiful. Think about this. Kids ages 8 to 18 spend 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen. That's 114 days a year. That's how many days we're in front of screens. And even when we're outside, we're on our phones. I drive by this bus stop of middle school kids every morning, and when I take my little guy to the preschool, and no one's talking to each other. No one's even aware they're outside. It's a beautiful 65-degree morning full of sun, and they're looking down, glued to their phones. Now, it's not just about getting off our screens. It's about getting outside and realizing you're outside. So today, we're here to present a new challenge, 1,000 hours outside in 2024. Does that sound a little crazy? It actually works out to be 2 hours and 45 minutes a day outside. Why is this so important? Research from the University of Oregon shows that spending more time in nature is associated with lower blood pressure, lower depression, enhanced immune function, and even better eyesight. Why better immune health? Well, guess what? We were made to be in the dirt. This is the microbiome in our gut that gives us the good bacteria to fend off all that bad bacteria. And it's one of the reasons that kids that grow up on farms or get exposed to more dirt and bacteria are so much healthier than kids stuck in a completely sterile environment doused in hand sanitizer. And as for that better eyesight, our eyes are only fully relaxed when we look out into open spaces without focusing on anything right in front of us. Pretty much the exact opposite of what we do when we stare at a bright screen 12 inches from our face. Now, even if you don't live next to a national park, any nature is good. There's a study of over 100,000 nurses, and they connected a 12% lower all-cause mortality rate. So 12% lower chance of dying from anything from those that had the most green space within a couple football fields of their home. So whether it's a full hike in the Santa Monica Mountains, a stroll through a small park with your kids, or even just getting in your backyard, get outside. And also don't worry about the weather. Michael Easter, such a great author of The Comfort Crisis, talks about us being so weak these days. We need to get out of our comfort zone. It's okay to be a little wet. It's okay to get a little chilly and even maybe have a few mosquito bites. Now, as a little hack to get outside more, I love this app called Nature Dose. It tracks the time you're inside, outside, and in nature. But they actually call it the anti-app because you never have to actually open it, or at least use it. It's just tracking in the background to help you get to that goal of 1,000 hours outside without actually being on your phone. And as for those 1,000 hours, here's my plan to get there. At least a 30-minute walk outside just about every day, a run 3 days a week, which is another hour, 1 to 2 hours a day with my kids after school, maybe softball practice with my daughter, going to the playground, taking a bike ride along the water, and then at least one day on the weekend, getting outside for 3+ hours, going to parks, having a picnic, taking a hike somewhere, maybe going to the beach. And now that March Madness is almost over, at least for me, we might even be canceling our Hulu subscription to make it easier to get off at least one of our screens. So now that it's spring, as the weather warms up, maybe you spend 90% of your time inside instead of 93%. Because that can go a long way. Oh, and don't forget when you get outside, give those eyes a much needed rest. Just take a look at that horizon instead of focusing and looking down at your phone. That's all for today. Thanks so much. We'll see you back here soon for our next podcast. While we strive to provide informative and inspiring content, the information shared in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare provider for any personal health concerns or before starting a new health regimen.